I love spending time with our next guest on Sharing the Victory. His name is Wes Neal, one of my heroes of the faith. Wes is an outstanding biblical scholar and writer and speaker. He has shared all over the world about the principles, biblical principles, of how to connect Jesus Christ with your actual competition in sports. And it's great for athletes and coaches and even soccer moms out there. Wes, welcome to Sharing the Victory. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Ron. It's good to be here.
Wes, I want to talk about what should motivate the Christian athlete, the Christian coach, the Christian parent, the Christian fan in sports. I mean, what should our motivation be? It seems like there are a lot of motivations out there. We hear in the professional world of sports, the huge contract salaries and the huge audiences and the endorsements, the commercials. In the college world, you know, we get the professional draft or opportunity to play professional sports. That keeps being thrown at you. If you're a high school kid, you're tantalized by facilities and huge stadiums and national television appearances. If you go to this particular college, my goodness, there's so many motivational tools out there, including things like fear and intimidation. A lot of coaches will use that to motivate their athletes. Wes, what does God have to say about motivation in the midst of all that chaos?
Well, you know, Ron, the interesting thing about the biblical principle of motivation that we use total release is that it's not circumstance-oriented. And everything you mentioned so far, fear, anger, many of these things are revenge, circumstance-oriented. If the circumstances are just right, are not just right, you can't get that motivation to work. There's no question that other motivations do work. We've seen that through our own sports career. But the motivation that God gives us is based out of Romans 12, 1 and 2. And there he tells us, by the mercies of God, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And then he tells us that this is our service of worship. What he's telling us here, Ron, is that he wants us to express to him our love for him because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. That's that, by the mercies of God, what he's done for us. And so as I take into my mind what God has done for me, and again, most notably, what Jesus has done for me on the cross, that I am now to present my body, which is a word that means my mind, my soul, my physical abilities, everything about me, as a living sacrifice to him. And he says that's my expression or my service of worship. And basically that means it's the logical thing that I can do at that moment to express my love to him for what he's done for me on the cross.
Right. I believe the New American Standard Bible says the reasonable service, or as yes, you mentioned, logical. And you know, there's a response to love, Wes, that's very commensurate with your view of that love. For example, you look at the apostles, and we see of the 12, based on church history, that 11, at least 11 of the 12, maybe the 12 did too, but at least 11 of the 12 were martyred for their faith. Yeah. They died because of a love response. They could have gotten off the exit ramp, Wes, and they could have recanted or watered it down or not so identified with Jesus, but they were so motivated by the love of Jesus Christ that it took them to their death. And so what does that do for the Christian athlete? I mean, if we are motivated by the love of Jesus, what should that do to us in our field of competition, even in a normal practice session?
You know, in any kind of sport, there are those up moments where it's easy to be motivated, easy to really get the adrenaline flowing to give your best. But there's a lot of the down moments when there are routine drills, we do the same thing over and over again. And this is where this motivation of love really kicks in for me. Each situation is an opportunity for me to express my love to the Lord for what he's done for me on the cross. Whether it's running a routine drill or working on a book or doing something so tedious that's over and again, it's still special for the Lord. It's that opportunity, it's that moment of my life that I can seize, and this is my expression of the Lord to the Lord for what he's done for me. So I want to give the best quality of what I have in representing Jesus. I'll give you an example. I was with a friend of mine. He was working out with weights. I had already had my workout in for the day, and he was going through. Ron, it was just kind of a futile effort. He was just didn't look like he was putting himself totally into it, and so he was ready to call it quits. Mm-hmm. And he was doing what we call the front squat, where the bar is loaded on his front deltoids and coming up and down, mm-hmm. and just barely making it, which was a very light weight for him. normally. And he wanted to go home, and I said, Daniel, you can't go home yet. You haven't really given your best effort for the Lord. And he tried to tell me, Wes, don't talk me into this. I'm just too tired. And I said, Daniel, will you do just one more set, but do it with two things in mind? And he said, okay. Finally, he conceded, I'll do it. And with two things. I said, do you really believe that Jesus is present here in this gym? Do you really believe that? And he paused for a moment. He said, okay, I believe that. Yes, I really do. I said, then do you believe that you can express your love to him for what he's done for you on the cross in another set? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I suppose so. And then he was beginning to get the picture, Ron. He said, okay, I'll do one more set, being aware of Jesus' presence and knowing that each repetition is going to be my expression of love to him for what he's done for me on the cross. And he said he'll do that. Well, he came out stronger, more powerful looking than ever, Ron, and he did those sets like he was just fresh, like it was the start of a workout, and he wanted more weight on the bar, and we kept going up and up, and finally, I told him to quit because he had a rest also. That's part of his expression of love. But the point was that even in his tiredness, in a routine drill, when he was aware of the presence of Jesus, he saw that each repetition, not just each set, but each repetition of that set could be his expression of love. He was more powerful than ever.
We're talking to Wes Neal, biblical scholar and author and speaker, helping us to connect Jesus Christ with our athletic competition. And Wes, what you're talking about with your friend Daniel that time was that the greatest motivation is the response of love that Jesus gave to us by going to the cross. And it's an agape love. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 doesn't talk about a circumstantial love, or it doesn't talk about a love that some other human being would give you, but rather it's the love of Christ. It's that love that transcends everything. And when we get that into our bloodstream, a lot of things start happening, Wes. Like courage shows up. You see ball players lay out for balls and put themselves through incredibly dangerous situations or risky situations because of their love response to the Lord Jesus Christ. Courage and intimacy go together, and love. And you know, Wes, the other thing that we learn in the first letter to the Corinthians is that there are rewards in heaven as well, aren't there? There's the wood, hay, and stubble for the Christian who is motivated by natural things and circumstances and what other people think. And there's the gold, silver, and precious material that is rewarded to the Christian who uses the love of Christ as their motivational ploy.
Isn't that awesome to think about, that God even uses rewards to disperse on?
Well, we've been talking to Wes Neal, just reminding us today again that our motivation for anything we do, and certainly in the world of sports as well, should be out of our love response to what Jesus Christ has done for us. And if we have a low opinion of what Jesus has done for us, it will reflect in our conscious thinking of Christ while we're doing our sport. It'll all be based on us. That's an accurate barometer. But if our love expression for Christ, as we get to know him in his word and through prayer, and I really understand the sacrifice he's made for us, man, I'll tell you what, that kind of Christian will never be stopped. He will be an unstoppable force, not only in the world of sports, but in anything else that he or she does in life. And Wes, thanks for reminding us of the perfect motivation, the love of Christ, here again on Sharing the Victory.
Ron, can I just mention one more thing?
Sure.
That the key to motivation, again, is to really to get to know Jesus. There's no shortcut for that. We have to dig into this word, memorize his words, meditate on those words, talk to him about those words, and let him really live through us.
Well, you heard it, America. It's a great challenge ahead of us. So we want to dive in right away, Wes. God bless you. Thanks for being with us here on Sharing the Victory.
Yeah, and thanks for having me, Ron. Okay.